Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to 9 Round Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katoof, 9 Round Nutrition Coach, 2 times best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katoof, Team Katoof Nutrition, and Virtual Gym. Today's show is brought to you by 9 Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and 9 Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. 9 Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. 9 Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of 9 challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. 9 Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com. That's the number 9, 9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a fantastic day today. We've got a great show planned for you. The title, The Anatomy of a Cheat Meal. The Anatomy of a Cheat Meal. The Cheat Meal, Cheat Day. Where did this all start? That's why we're kind of talking about the anatomy of it. How was this born? How did this come to be? Well, we probably have to go back at least three plus decades. And it's pretty simple to understand where the phrase cheat meal, which has quickly grown into a cheat day, came from. Well, like all food fads and diets in the nutrition world, that's where it stemmed from. When you step back and look at it, it's pretty comical. I mean, really, we kind of have to laugh at ourselves a little bit and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've, you know, kind of embraced this whole cheat meal, cheat day thing, especially knowing how it started and where it started. Well, again, it started in the whole food fad and diet world. And basically, here's, you know, and again, many, many decades ago, 3+ decades ago, here's what the diet world, food fad world was screaming to the public at this time when the whole phrase cheat meal, cheat day came to be. Basically, they were saying this. Look, folks, this diet, this food fad you're about to embark on is going to be so completely miserable, probably one of the most miserable things that you could try. It's not sustainable. You can't do this every day, every week, every month, day in, day out, nonstop. You can't. This diet, this food fad that we are throwing your way is horrible. It's miserable. So the only way that you're going to be able to even somewhat stick with this food fad diet, which, by the way, is not going to work for long-term sustainable results like any diet, but the only way you're going to stick to this for any period of time is we've got to implement a cheat day / cheat meal for you. And back in the day, Sunday was typically that day. And again, it made sense in the diet world because they're like, look, you're going to stick to this miserable, horrible diet for 6 days straight. But there's a gold pot at the end of this rainbow, right? And the gold pot is on Sunday, folks. You get to eat whatever the heck you want, man. This is your cheat day. You've been deprived. You've been calorie deprived. You've been carbohydrate deprived. We made you miserable Monday through Saturday. We get that. That's this horrible diet that we are presenting to you as if it's some great idea. And so as comical as that is, that's the truth. That's where it came from. So we have to say to ourselves, well, that's interesting, right? Like, okay, so that's how the cheat meal came to be. Like, it didn't, point is this, it didn't come out of good intentions. It was like, look, this is miserable. This diet is nothing but a food fad. It's not going to work. You can't stay on it, folks, general public. So you know what? We're going to throw a cheat day at you on Sunday, let you eat whatever the heck you want, then we're going to make you miserable for the next six days, and you can do that kind of as a six slash one, six on, one off. So that's the anatomy of a cheat meal. Now, the second part of the title, is this a good idea? Well, obviously it's a as you can imagine, a very popular question. Over the last 26-plus years, I've been fortunate to have coached thousands of individuals all around the world, 30-plus states, 10-plus countries. And as you can imagine, this has been a popular question. Hey, Rick, what are your thoughts on or slash can I have a cheat meal slash cheat day? Well, I never kind of give an answer of no, you cannot. I want people to make their own decisions. I'm simply going to help assist individuals and provide them with the knowledge and the tools, and then what each individual does. Hey, we're all adults, right? What each individual does with the knowledge and the tools that I present to them, that's up to them. And then we kind of have to kind of do a handshake deal and go, okay, I understand the choices I'm going to make here, and then I have to accept the consequences of that choice, good or bad. So I don't tell people to or not to have a cheat meal or a cheat day. I just kind of give the facts. So what are the facts of a cheat meal, cheat day? Well, the facts are kind of this. Always remember, just simply from a physical, physiological perspective, you know, let's say we go, you just use the phrase off the wagon, off the charts, off the path, whatever it may be, of our nutrition, whether it's for a pretty big meal or a whole day, you know, it's going to take the body a good 2 to 3 days to recover from that, just to get back to where it was prior to that cheat meal, cheat day. So think of it like, oh man, it's going to take 2 to 3 days just to get back to the start line so we can, you know, start to progress again. Well, let's look at that. What's a very common way that individuals will approach their weekly nutrition? Well, it's very common for individuals to say, well, Rick, I'm good. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty strict with my nutrition Monday through Friday. A pretty common phrase I think you can appreciate that a lot of people say, hey, Rick, I'm pretty good, pretty strict with my nutrition Monday through Friday. And now on the weekends, not so good. You know, I have a few beverages, maybe some beer and wine and, you know, some not so good foods. Those are kind of, the weekends are kind of my cheat days. So, you know, it's kind of a 5/2, kind of a 5 on, 2 off, right? Well, and then individuals wonder, they ask or wonder why, gosh, you know, I'm so good with my nutrition 5 days out of the week. Yeah, not quite as good on the weekends, but 5 days, 5 out of 7, I'm really, really good. Why are I not, you know, why am I not getting results? Because from a mathematical standpoint, they would think, huh, 5 good, 2 not so good. Huh, the 5 should win, right? I should be able to get ahead of the game there. Well, good thought, but again, what do we say? For every not-so-good day of nutrition, how many days does it take the body to recover? 2 to 3 days per day of not-so-good nutrition. So let's do some math. Let's say an individual is quote-unquote good during the Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, but not so good Saturday and Sunday on the weekends. So that's 2 not-so-good days, okay? Well, we're talking 4 to 6 days. Let's take the average, 5. 5 days minimum, you know, 4 I guess would be minimum, but 5 days minimum just to recover, just to get the body recovered from those 2 not-so-good days. So guess what? Do you see where the math is working out here? Do you see why individuals that use this 5/2 are not getting the results they desire? 5 days of quote-unquote good eating, 2 days not so good eating, it takes them all week the following Monday through Friday just to try to fight, to claw, to scratch back, to get to the start line. And then, oh, once they just drag themselves across the start line, what happens again? Boom! Cheat weekend again. Cheat day 1, cheat day 2, Saturday and Sunday. Do you see how easy, folks, it is to get behind the eight ball? Do you see how easy it is to not even be able to recover? Remember, it could take 6 days to recover from that weekend. So guess what? Not only is somebody never getting in front of it, they're going to fall behind, and they're going to move that body composition in the opposite direction. So that's just kind of the physical, physiological effects of a cheat meal and cheat day. And remember, I'm going to keep repeating this. I am not here to tell people to do it or not to do it. I'm just giving you the facts. If people say, hey, Rick, I hear you, but you know what? I enjoy those cheat days. I'm okay. So let's say their goal was to lose 40 pounds. This is a goal. And they've lost 20. They lost half of it. And they're like, you know what? I'm on this 5/2. I eat good 5 days a week, not so good 2 days a week. I'm 20 pounds down. And they're like, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm just going to readjust my goals. I'm okay being minus 20. I don't need to go minus 40 because I can have my cheat days. Now, to me, that's solid right there. That is sound thinking. Again, I'm not advising it either way. I'm just saying that's good sound reasoning because, again, it's all about choices and consequences. The person that says, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay not reaching my goals. I'm okay lowering my goals because my commitment level now matches my goals. They're not whining, complaining about not reaching their ultimate goal of losing 40 pounds because they know they're being realistic. They're not doing everything it takes to get there. They would rather make the choice to have the cheat days on the weekend and just be halfway to their goal and be like, eh, I'm good with that. So much of it just comes down to being realistic. But the problem is, very few people are realistic. They want everything. They want to eat good 5 days a week, not eat so well 2 days a week, right, and still get that ultimate goal. So once again, it goes back to goals and commitment level. If the goal is higher than the commitment level, something has to change. We either have to lower the goal or increase the commitment level. Does that make sense? If the goal is higher than the commitment level, we either have to reduce the goal to meet the commitment level or increase the commitment level to reach the goal. Once those are on par, hey, man, we are good as gold. So that's kind of where we're at the cheat meal. Now, let's look at it from another angle. Remember, where did the cheat meal come from, cheat day come from? A horrible food fad diet world that was miserable. But when we eat right, when we follow 9 rounds of nutrition, it's not miserable. You're eating good foods, turkey burgers, chicken burritos. You're eating foods like pasta, rice, potatoes, bread, chicken, turkey, tuna, salmon. You're eating eggs, egg whites, peanut butter, nuts, other nut butters. I mean, oh my gosh, you're eating great food. So point being is this. So much of it is the mental aspect as well and how we view this. If because we get so pre-programmed, oh, man, we have to have this cheat meal because this is going to be so miserable, we quickly realize, 9-round nutrition is not miserable. I'm satisfied. I'm eating good foods, and I'm also eating healthy foods. I'm eating right, well-balanced meals and snacks. My food cravings are significantly diminished, if not completely gone, and people quickly go, why do I need a cheat meal? I don't need a cheat meal, let alone a cheat day. This is not miserable. I feel amazing. My energy levels are high and all that. So give that a lot of thought, right? And also, here's another great angle to look at it. It's always good to relate to, let's say, business. Somebody has their own business. They're having great success. Customer satisfaction is at an all-time high. The business is booming. Things are great. Everything's going great. And the person decides, you know what? All that's working so well, I'm just going to not do all that, and let's see what happens. Well, why would we want to stop doing what's working so well? Does that make sense? Because when somebody in that position in business says, I'm going to stop doing what's working so well, that's the quote-unquote cheat meal cheat day. You see where I'm going with this? Like, when you're eating right, fueling the body right, following 9-round nutrition, everything is going so well. You feel great. Body comp's changing. Energy levels are good. 9-round workouts are great. Things are just firing on all cylinders, and then you're like, let me go blow everything. You wouldn't want to do that, right? So, again, it's not a matter of should you or shouldn't you do the cheat meal on cheat day. Let's really step back. Let's see where it came from. Let's understand the physical, physiological effects of it and say, let's see where I'm at. Bottom line is this. You fuel the body right, folks. Follow that 9-round nutrition. I'm telling you right now, your food cravings will be diminished. You're going to feel amazing, high energy levels, and you are going to be rocking and rolling. So, great talk with you today, and until next time, make today a great day.